Hey, it's Monday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And I thank you, Lord, for ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way by your Spirit through this broadcast. And Lord, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be doing a series of teachings entitled, My Feelings Don't Move Me. In fact, friend, as we're kicking off this week's broadcast, why don't you say that with me? My feelings don't move me. Say it one more time. My feelings don't move me. And this week on the broadcast, we're going to be learning about the importance of not governing our lives by our feelings. We're going to be learning the importance of not being moved by what we feel. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to look at a verse there in verse 26. And this will be our foundation text for this week on the broadcast. Ephesians 4:26 says this, "Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil." Now, I want to read you that verse out of the Passion Translation. It says this, "Don't let the passion of your emotions leads you into sin." I want to read that to you again. Don't let the passion of your emotions lead you into sin. And so one thing that this verse is telling us is to not allow our emotions to move us in a direction that is in opposition to God and in opposition to His Word. That's what sin is. When you're in sin, you're moving in a direction that is in opposition to God, what He wants, in opposition to His Word. And this scripture saying, be angry, but sin not. The word angry in that verse actually means to be enraged, to be exasperated, to be irritated or embittered. It means to be agitated in your soul. It also means any violent emotion. And so it's telling us when we have a feeling, when we have an emotion, the important thing is to not allow those emotions to move us in a direction where we are doing something, saying something, or acting in a way that God doesn't want us to act. Again, what's it telling us? Don't allow your emotions to govern you. Don't allow your emotions to dictate what you do. I want to read you that out of the Passion Translation again in Ephesians 4:26. It says, don't let the passion of your emotions lead you into sin. Come on, friend, have you ever had passionate emotions about something? Have you ever been really angry before? The important thing is when you have those emotions and when you feel those things, to not allow them to move you into a place where you are doing something, saying something, believing something, or acting in a way that is in opposition to God and in opposition to His Word. As believers, you and I are not supposed to be governed by our feelings. We're not supposed to be governed by our emotions. Our feelings shouldn't dictate what we do, what we say, how we act. We are not to be moved by how we feel. Now, it's important to note that God is not telling us not to feel. God's not saying, don't feel that way. In fact, in the verse, He said, be angry and sin not. He said, don't ever feel angry. He said, be angry and sin not. And so God is not telling us not to feel. In fact, He created us with the ability to be able to have emotions and experience emotions. And as believers, as human beings, we are going to experience a wide range of emotions in our lives. Sometimes we'll experience a wide range of emotions in just one day. And that's not bad that you're having emotions or that you're feeling something. God's not telling you don't feel this way. What He is telling us is don't allow your emotions to move you into sin. And so let's say this again one more time. My feelings don't move me. Maybe before the end of the day, you will get angry about something, get upset about something. What's the important thing at that moment? Don't allow that emotion to dictate what you do. Now, I want to go to 1 Samuel chapter 30 here. 1 Samuel chapter 30, and as we're flipping over there, let's say it again, my feelings don't move me. And that would be a good confession to make when you have some feelings trying to well up on the inside of you, trying to overtake you. It'd be a good thing to say, my feelings do not move me. Thank you, Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And when we read there in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, be angry and sin not. That phrase leads us to this life-changing reality that I can have a feeling, I can have an emotion and not be governed by it. Come on, what did God tell us? He said, be angry and sin not. Well, that leads us into this life-changing reality that I can have a feeling, I can have an emotion, and not be governed by it. That as a believer, I am not at the mercy of my feelings. That just because I feel a certain way doesn't mean I have to act that way. Doesn't mean that I have to be overtaken by that emotion and allow it to dictate my life. That's what it means when you're at the mercy of your feelings. That means that your feelings dictate what you do, what you think, how you talk, how you act. Well, as believers, we are not at the mercy of our feelings. Our feelings are not our Lord. They don't dictate what we do. And if you are at the mercy of your feelings and they are dictating everything that you do, friend, then you are not free. See, to be free is to be able to have all kinds of emotions and feelings trying to come on you, trying to overtake you, and not allow them to dictate what you do. That is freedom, and that is the kind of life that God wants you and I to live. And so you don't have to act how you feel. In fact, let's say that together. I don't have to act how I feel. Come on, you can feel discouraged and rejoice. You can feel kind of moody one day and be kind. You can feel afraid and choose to trust the Lord and fear not. We have been empowered by God to live our lives in such a way that our feelings don't dictate what we do. You don't have to act how you feel. You can feel one way and act another. And that's where we come to in this 1 Samuel chapter 30. And we're going to read here in verse 4. Now David and his men had went to battle, and they had returned home and found that their families had been taken, their possessions had been plundered, had been stolen, and their homes had been destroyed. And in verse 4, it says this, that they lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Well, that would be a natural emotion to experience. If you came home and your family was taken and your houses were destroyed and all your stuff was gone. And the scripture tells us that they wept until they had no more power to weep. And then in verse 6, it says, David was greatly distressed. And so it is apparent that David is experiencing emotions of sadness and sorrow and grief and even probably fear. But I want you to read the rest of that verse in verse 6. It says, David was greatly distressed, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. And so David felt discouraged, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. And so you can see from that verse, he's not acting how he feels. Because if he acted how he felt, he would have kept weeping. He would have stayed in that place of discouragement. But with all of those feelings and emotions all over him, he didn't act how he felt. He was not at the mercy of his emotions. In fact, in Habakkuk chapter 3, in verse 17, it says this, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. And so this is a time of lack. This is a time of no provision. Things are not going well. And it goes on to say in verse 17, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Now, with all of this lack in his life and with all of these bad things happening, certainly he doesn't feel real happy that there's no herds in the stalls, that there's no fruit on the vine. Those kind of things wouldn't fill you with happiness and joy. And yet, even though he doesn't have those feelings, he's going to act in opposition to how he feels. He probably feels fearful. He's probably experiencing emotions of sadness or sorrow. And yet, what did he say? I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And so, friend, this is a powerful reality that you and I must lay hold of. That I can have an emotion, I can have a feeling and not be governed by it. I don't have to act how I feel. I am not at the mercy of my feelings. Now, let's go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, and as we're flipping over there, let's say it again. My feelings don't move me. My feelings don't move me. Now, why do I keep having us say that together? Well, one of the most dangerous things that you can do in your life is follow your feelings. This is one of the most dangerous things that you can do in your life is to yield to your feelings, just follow your feelings, and let your feelings dictate what you do. In Philippians chapter 3, in verse 19, it says this, it's talking about a people, and it says, whose end is destruction, and whose God is their belly. And if you look up the word belly in that verse, it means their feelings. And so for this group of people, their God was their feelings. God's Word translation says this, their emotions are their God. And so for your feelings to be your God, that means your feelings dictate what you do. Now, if God is your God and He is your Lord, then you're submitted to Him and He dictates what you do. But when your feelings are your God, they dictate what you do. I want to read that verse to you again. And it said about that people whose end is destruction. And so the end of following your feelings is destruction. It's one of the most dangerous things you can do to have your feelings be your God and just do whatever you feel like doing. This is very, very dangerous. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so sons of God are supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is supposed to be leading us and dictating what we do. And we should be governing our lives based on what the Spirit of God is leading us to do, not based on what our emotions are leading us to do. And many of the feelings that you and I have, if we follow them, they are going to lead us in the opposite direction that the Spirit of God is leading us. In other words, if you follow your feelings, then you're not following the Holy Spirit. You're not being led by the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God is going to lead you into a good place. Psalm 23, that's a very familiar psalm to a lot of us. The beginning of that psalm said, "The Lord is my shepherd." And a shepherd leads the sheep. And then it went on to say that he leads me beside still waters. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me on paths of righteousness for his namesake. And it talks about this good place that our good shepherd will lead us into. Well, to get into that good place, you have to follow the Holy Spirit. If you follow your feelings, the end of that is destruction. And so the more you follow your feelings, the less you are following the Holy Spirit, and the more trouble you're going to have in your life. I need to say that to you again. The more you follow your feelings, the less you're following the Holy Spirit, and the more trouble you're going to have in your life. Friend, following your feelings is one of the most dangerous things that you can do. And so let's say this again today as we're closing the broadcast. My feelings don't move me. Say it with me one more time. My feelings don't move me. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, we are not to allow our emotions to move us in a direction that opposes God and opposes His Word. Number two, be angry and sin not leads us into the life-changing reality that we can have an emotion and not be governed by it. And then number three, following your feelings, being governed by your feelings, is one of the most dangerous things you can do, because when you're following your feelings, you're not following the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for empowering us to not be moved by how we feel. And Lord, we're asking you this week on the broadcast for light and revelation of how to not be governed by our emotions, how to not be governed by our feelings. Lord, we want to live in such a way where we are following you, following your Spirit, and not being dictated by how we feel. And Father, we thank you for grace. We thank you for help to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled, My Feelings Don't Move Me. We'll see you then.